It's Andrew and Sarah for breakfast. Great to welcome an NT superstar to the show, Sarah. A Darwin star who has just gone leaps and bounds since winning Australian Idol back in 2006. Jessica Malloy has a brand new single out, Glow, and to match it, a great new luminous music video as well. And she joins us on the line for a chat. Morning, Jess.
Hi.
What's up, family? What's doing?
I kind of feel like out of everybody that you talk to in Australia, whenever you talk to us in Darwin, we practically are your family. Well, everyone in Darwin call ourselves a part of the Malloy family, all right, just so you know.
Absolutely. Everyone that I know who is from Darwin, immediately I'm like, oh, okay. Like, we proper, like, know how each other goes. So, you know, it's just like lingo, it's body language. Yeah, with Darwin mob.
It's also everyone you meet in the NT somehow is connected to your family, and that's what I love the most about it. I hang around with the NTFL, and your sister plays for the team that I'm around, and it's like, oh yeah, I know. Whoa. I know Malloy. Oh yeah, yeah. Like, we just,
yeah. we're just so close. You know, we know somebody. We know of somebody, and then, you know, we just, it's like that. It's like, oh yeah, we know someone, so yeah, it's like we know each other. Yeah.
We are so excited to talk to you about your new song. You must be even more excited than us, though.
Oh, look, it's been a good 2 years. I mean, I haven't kind of been anywhere. And, you know, I feel like, you know, the conversations have been like, oh, you know, sounds new. Like, I've been wanting to, you know, do this type of music my whole life. And I guess this is kind of the time to really take the reins of it and control that and actually make it happen. So Glow is purely just fun, you know. Lyrically, it can go a few ways, but just the atmosphere of it. I mean, you can paint the picture of it just, you know, being in like this, you know, like a cocktail bar somewhere, yeah, with your girls or with, you know, with your man or just with your crew. You got, you know, your beverage, your favorite beverage in hand, and you're just, you know, like grooving the head or something. But also, you know, you could literally be on the dance floor and whipping your body around, you know, like you can shake it up. But that's what I wanted to really explore and experiment with and, you know, bring back a lot of, you know, the inspirations of songs that I used to listen to and what my mum would play constantly, as, you know, as a child. And so those disco elements are such an important part of my upbringing and the music that I listened to or perhaps just kind of gravitated to as I got older. You know, you're Donna Summers, you know, you're Diana Ross, you're Cher, you're Aretha, a bit of Janet Jackson, Prince, Madonna. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, genres of music and artists that, you know, that I just fell in love with. And, you know, whether it was their lyrics or the way they emotionally projected the lyrics or how the production was all kind of formed and put together.
Yes.
But, yeah, this is a bit of, like, an explosion of, like, just glowing confidence, motivation, understanding like your potential. You know, we've all kind of come out of this and still like in this lockdown kind of world and this COVID world. So, you know, it's just wherever you may be, in your room, you know, at a bar with your family, in the backyard having a barbecue, like it's just embodies like a physical experience, you know, just, yeah, having fun, enjoying, and just like cruising and chilling.
Now, Jess, you've even bought out a T-shirt for the release of the single too, of which part proceeds will go to support acts. That's a great idea.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. You know, I've always, you know, supported my local music or the, you know, the music industry. And as for the last 2 years, our music industry has been in a crisis. Mm. So, and it basically gives an opportunity to anyone out there, it could be anybody, to support your local music industry or your favorite artist. So what that means is, you know, heading to, you know, a merch partner, buying an Oz Music T-shirt, you know, or of your favorite, or maybe you already have one, but just repping on the day, you know, fundraising in a team, like a workplace, school, with your mates, perhaps, and then just donating to support act. But yeah, every cent really counts, and I think, you know, we're really lucky that we have talented, you know, local talent, you know, who love doing what they do and just giving us energy. And we all know also that music is a powerful tool. So, it definitely brings a whole different vibe, you know, whether we're sad or, you know, we're happy, confused.
It's good therapy.
Really gives us a way out of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jess, with your new song Glow, you were talking about the last few years and not having a track for a while, but you've also worked on finding a bit more, you know, more about yourself mentally. You explain that you've stopped being a yes person. Now, I fall into that category. I am a
yes
person.
You don't say yes
person.
To me.
No, well, I say different.
It's always
different. Because my partner would say the same thing. I'd never say yes to him either. No, it's more
it's
that
easy.
I...
It's easy to say yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it is easy to say yes. And I find myself, I'm like, oh, no, I've just said yes to three people at the same time on a Saturday afternoon. Who do I let down?
Yeah.
How do you stop being a yes person?
Yeah, well, I think you know, it is definitely a responsibility. It really goes into acknowledging how something makes you feel, and also like keeping your priorities in check. Like, you know, making kind of like, you know, a really acknowledgeable experience for yourself rather than having to please everybody else. You know, I was brought up on respecting others, and you know, those values really came into check in it, but I also think they really affected me in a way that I just, every opportunity that came along, I would do, and after a while I got really exhausted and it really affected me from a health point of view. So I think it's, you know, it can be good sometimes. Saying yes is great, but also being aware of, you know, that no is a very important one as well that you have to consider. And for me, I've had to say a lot of yeses and a lot of noes. I've had to compromise, you know, being in the music industry, you know, with, you know, doing what I love and, you know, making that a profession and a business, but also, you know, also keeping mind and balance that, you know, from a health side, you know, I always have to keep that in check so I can do my job. So yeah, it's you know, the best of both, but it's just really having to figure out like what's good for you at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah. Hear that, Andrew? What's good for me? You need to help me.
It's all about you, isn't it?
I do, dude. No, it's all about Jess Malboy, and we are so excited to be playing your new song.
Yeah, let's give it a spin.
Absolutely. And look, thank you so much for joining us on the line. We keep our fingers crossed that you're going to be able to see your family soon, because, you know, we're all stuck up here in Darwin.
You.
You're stuck where you are, and we all talk. But it'd be just so good to look
vice
at someone.
And can you drop in and see us? Can you drop in and drop in and see us when you're next in Darwin? Jess, we'd love to have you in the show.
Oh, I will. I will definitely. I'd love to see you, Mob. But in the meantime, stay safe, and we'll see you soon for sure.
Awesome, Jess. Thank you so much for being on the show, and good luck with the new song.
Yeah, thanks, Jess.
Big love. Thanks for playing the tune, guys. Big love.